I conclude with a few words of advice to all in general in some particulars, which are of great importance in order to the future welfare and prosperity of this church and congregation. 1. One thing that greatly concerns you, as you would be a happy people, is the maintaining of family order. We have had great disputes how the church ought to be regulated, and indeed the subject of these disputes was of great importance. But the due regulation of your families is of no less, and in some respects of much greater importance. Every Christian family ought to be, as it were, a little church, consecrated to Christ, and wholly influenced and governed by His rules. And family education and order are some of the chief of the means of grace. If these fail, all other means are likely to prove ineffectual. If these are duly maintained, all the means of grace will be likely to prosper and be successful. Let me now, therefore, once more, before I finally cease to speak to this congregation, repeat and earnestly press the counsel which I have often urged on heads of families while I was their pastor, to great painfulness in teaching, warning, and directing their children, bringing them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, beginning early where there is yet opportunity, and maintaining a constant diligence in labors of this kind. Remember that, as you would not have all your instructions and counsels ineffectual, there must be government as well as instructions, which must be maintained with an even hand and steady resolution, as a guard to the religion and morals of the family, and the support of its good order. Take heed that it be not with any of you as it was with Eli of old, who reproved his children, but restrained them not, and that by this means you do not bring the like curse on your families as he did on his. And let children obey their parents and yield to their instructions and submit to their orders, as they would inherit a blessing and not a curse. For we have reason to think from many things in the Word of God that nothing has a greater tendency to bring a curse on persons in this world and on all their temporal concerns than an undutiful, unsubmissive, disorderly behavior in children towards their parents. 2. As you would seek the future prosperity of this society, it is of vast importance that you should avoid contention. A contentious people will be a miserable people. The contentions which have been among you since I first became your pastor have been one of the greatest burdens I have labored under in the course of my ministry. Not only the contentions you have had with me, but those which you have had one with another about your lands and other concerns, because I knew that contention, heat of spirit, evil speaking, and things of the like nature were directly contrary to the spirit of Christianity, and did, in a peculiar manner, tend to drive away God's Spirit from a people, and to render all means of grace ineffectual, as well as to destroy a people's outward comfort and welfare. Let me therefore earnestly exhort you, as you would seek your own future good, hereafter to watch against a contentious spirit. If you would see good days, seek peace, and ensue it. Let the late contention about the terms of Christian communion, as it has been the greatest, be the last.